in orbit.
Hey everybody, it's Nathan here with the Geekosphere, and I am joined today with my good friends PJ and Luke. PJ, how are you doing today?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm awesome. Luke, how are you doing?
I'm doing awesome, dude.
Yeah, okay.
Nice. You totally on brand.
Yes, totally on brand. If you can't see us, we're actually trying to film this tonight, so we actually have a GoPro going, maybe so you can kind of see what we're doing. Luke has on his Ponch shades.
That's right. I'm wearing my Chip shades.
Yeah. Here's the thing: we said we were going to be covering a broad spectrum of pop culture things, and Luke is our '80s man.
Dun 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 dun.
So
dun,
dun. We're set to go. And Luke, you just actually got back. We'll talk about this maybe on another episode. You just got done with Fan Days. So you have you had some good con kind of experience.
I had a great weekend. It was fun. It was a small show, but it was fun.
It was fun.
Intimate
is a good word for it. That's what everybody was saying online.
Intimate.
But actually, Luke brought me a gift from...
I did.
He did. He brought me a signed, the placards they have above. He brought me Adam Baldwin's with a signature. So I have Jane Cobb, who's going to go above my office cube. So super happy about that.
But I didn't bring anything for PJ.
You didn't bring anything for PJ. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
There's a Milky Way in that bag.
There is a bag of candy.
That's really all
I
need.
What you also cannot see is my wife has like 3 or 4 gallon bags of candy behind us. So we're trying to try not to eat that while we're in this. So
if I disappear, you'll know where I went.
Yes. If you hear rustling, you know what PJ has done. So anyway, hey, this is our 4th episode. Sort of. It's really technically our 2nd episode with 2 offshoots kind of like explaining.
I was like 4th?
Well, okay. In the numerical order, it's 4th. The 3rd episode was me apologizing for messing up the 2nd episode, which hopefully we will not have those issues tonight. So
is this like when they renumbered Star Wars and made it 4 later on?
Possibly. Yeah, depending on how this
4
goes.
4 came first and then...
Depending on how this goes, this might actually end up being 9. Who knows? I don't know. Hopefully we've got our recording levels dialed in. So I'm actually trying to keep my voice down as much as I can because I'm technically the loudest person in the room.
I'm doing an excellent job.
Technically, you're right. Technically, I am the loudest person in the room. But, a lot has been going on. And one of the things we wanted to do was each episode just kind of catch everybody up on what we've been doing, watching, seeing, playing, what has been in your wheelhouse as of late. And so I'm actually going to start with PJ because he was the one that threw that out to me and said, hey, we need to talk about this. So PJ, in your realm of the Geekosphere, what's been going on with you lately?
So I've been playing Gears 5 quite a bit.
Oh, really?
And if have you guys, either of you ever played any of the Gears
I mean,
of
I played like the first 3.
Okay, so so Gears 5 is a pretty significant shift. You are... so 1, 2, and 3, your main character is Marcus Fenix.
Yes.
You're fighting the Swarm, the Locust, whatever you want to call them. I enjoyed those games. They were ones I got into later in life. Like I mentioned last episode, I was kind of late to the Xbox scene. So, started on those. Gears 5 is a pretty significant shift. You actually play as, Kate.
Okay.
Who is, I think it's the first time you've had a female lead character in the Gears series. And she plays, plays pretty similar. It's still the same kind of cover
still
shooter,
over the shoulder, third person. Gotcha.
Never ending enemies at times. But you're on a significant portion of what I've played so far. You're actually on this place that reminds me a lot of Hoth. It's all ice.
Okay. So you got a snow planet.
Yeah. It's actually just, this area is just frozen. But one of the cool mechanics is you can actually shoot the ice under the Locust instead of shooting the Locust so that they drown.
Oh, that's nice. That's a neat idea.
It's so cold that the ice freezes over them and they can't get out.
That's a great idea, actually.
It's pretty cool.
That's
cool. Except when it happens to you.
That's what I find fascinating. Well, I think it's fascinating about video games these days is they come up with, I won't say creative ways to kill people. They come up with logical ways to kill people.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything's becoming more logical. You know, it's like...
And also, the worlds are expansive. I mean,
You can do so much more and see so much more.
This is also the first Gears that is a little bit more open. It's not quite.
Yeah, because the first 3 were pretty linear.
Oh, very linear.
In what you did.
This one has open areas. Open-ish is how I've heard it kind of described lately. But It's really interesting. I'm only in the second act.
Oh wow!
There's
okay.
usually five acts yeah. in each game, so I'm just kind of just still starting out, really. But the
doing your thing.
But it's pretty cool.
That's awesome. I actually did. You guys see that Death Stranding, which everybody's waiting for? Mm-hmm. Did you see the thing with Conan O'Brien yes. in the game? I can't tell
today.
If that's a joke or not.
Knowing Kojima, it really could be.
It
in
really
there.
Could be a real thing in totally. There. So anyway, in the Death Stranding, which is Norman Reedus is the main character in that. And it's an open world exploration. It's a lot like Metal Gear Solid kind of thing. Same creator. And at one point you meet Conan O'Brien, who gives you an otter hat.
Nice.
According to the video. And you can float down the river like an otter once you've gotten this hat.
As you do.
As you meet a hologram of Conan O'Brien.
Okay. It's not the real Conan O'Brien.
I don't know. It's if it isn't. That's the thing I can't tell. I can't tell if it's a... you know, a spoof thing where Conan shows up, because Conan does a thing now where he reviews video games with people knowing nothing about video games.
Clueless gamer,
which is hilarious. But he's actually, it looks like it possibly could be him, or it's a really neat piece of camera.
So
work.
I would do well on that show.
Yes, you would.
He definitely went to the studio.
Oh, did he?
As
okay.
part of it.
So they did the mocap and all that with him. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I don't know if he'll be in the final game.
I know. That's what's so funny.
No, again, knowing Kojima.
He could be. Who knows?
There's a greater than 50-50 chance he is.
So anyway, we have that. We have Conan O'Brien doing that. You know, honestly, I haven't... it's video games. You know, mm-hmm. I'm going to come back to you in a second. Sure. I am addicted to Rust right now.
Okay.
And playing modded servers of it.
Nice.
And so, you know, I like the ones where they allow us to build... Basically, it's like build your most creative base.
Okay.
And then go out and, you know, and do...
I'm just going to put my sunglasses missions. Back on and let Nathan and... You know, PJ talk
video games. Well, we're going to get out of that in a second. So anyway, that's my video game stuff. What else you got?
That's been it, really? Other than watching the Star Wars 9 trailer over and over again.
Which we're going to talk about.
We're getting there.
We're getting there. We're going to have to find out how many times everybody's watched it. So I don't know. I try to squeeze it in at least 2-3 times a day since it's come out, which it came out, what, Monday?
So yeah, Monday night. Monday night football.
Yep.
Keep my nerd world out of my
Great
sports
game.
World.
Patriots and the Jets.
Oh my gosh.
One team showed.
Yes. Exactly.
I was writing a blog, which we do have a website, we'll talk about it later. I was writing a blog for it today, and I said that you know, this is Monday Night Football and Star Wars is kind of like the Reese's of pop culture.
What I wanted to know is what ESPN numbers were before halftime and what they were after
halftime. Yeah. It's kind of like keep your geek out of my sports, keep your sports out of, you know, keep your peanut butter out of my chocolate.
I bet there was a pretty significant drop off.
I'm sure there was. Sure. So okay. Well, we'll get to number 9 in a minute and talk about that a little bit. Luke, how about you? Other, you know, fan days.
Fan
that
days
was, a big deal.
Was this past weekend. Again, it is one of two shows that we have here in Dallas. We have the big Dallas Fan Expo, which is at the K. Bailey Hutchinson Convention Center in March next year. But we have a smaller show, very intimate, again, intimate show that we do at the Irving Convention Center, 3 days. And, it started off a little rough. You know, Christopher Eccleston did not make it, though he sent a nice apology.
I saw that.
It was very nice. Theo Rossi also had to drop out at the last minute. And then mid-show, Tommy Flanagan had to depart. But, you know, those things happen. You know, personal issues come up and not much you can do about it.
And there's agents and things like that and, you know, things they have to get to. So they
but
get there.
Mr. Anthony Daniels was there, C-3PO.
Nice.
Did a
Sir
great
Anthony
job.
Daniels.
Sir Anthony Daniels. And he did a thank you for the correction.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just want to make sure Sir Anthony Daniels has the proper respect that we're giving him.
And by the way, he's written a book.
He has written a book.
He talked about it many times.
Many, many times. Yeah, when they have a book, you do talk.
I am C-3PO.
Nice.
Okay, good
The
title.
Inside Story.
That's the inside story.
The inside story.
All right.
Talked about it a lot.
I saw a lot of positive things on the Facebook page for Fan Expo. A lot of people talking about how nice he is and how great he was with their kids and whatnot. So
yeah, he's very cool, but he's also very got that whole British humor thing. Really
Does he?
Going.
Okay,
yeah,
very
where
dry.
Where you think you're not really sure you've just made him mad, but maybe you did or you didn't.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
Just kind of keeping you on edge.
My other favorite, though, Matt Modine. Big
fan
of
Matt. Get to meet him?
I got to meet him. Got to say hi just briefly.
Private Joker.
But yeah, Private Joker. I was Gross Anatomy. Loved him in Gross Anatomy. Had a lot of other great films, obviously.
I saw somebody got their Vision Quest record signed by him.
That's amazing.
That was one of the pictures. Yeah,
I didn't see that.
They had a Vision Quest LP. And they got it signed by him. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Another favorite there, Patrick Warburton.
Oh, I heard he was great.
Not only great, but when I first saw him, I was like really intimidated because that dude is racked.
He's gigantic. He's
gigantic. He's buff.
He looks like Kronk.
He does. He totally does. Squirrel. Oh, different movie.
Yeah, that's a
different Pixar movie.
No, but he speaks chipmunk.
Yeah,
he speaks junior chipmunk.
Squeaking. Actually, what I wanted to do, and not a lot of people remember, that he was the boyfriend in the B-movie. And so...
Oh, yes, that's right.
Yeah, so I wanted to get a box of artificial sweetener and have him sign that because he likes it. It's artificial sweetener. Made by man. But anyway.
He's in everything, man.
He's in his national car rental commercials are hilarious.
Yes, and he was the original Tick.
That's right. He was
on the live-action one.
That's
so
correct.
And interesting enough that Peter Serafinowicz.
Serafinowicz. It's a great name.
Yeah, the voice of Darth Maul.
No, Darth Maul. That's yes. right. Okay. So yeah, anyway, so. Yep. Fan Expo Fan Days was great. Also, just got back from Galaxy's Edge.
Oh.
Went to visit Batuu. Very nice.
So,
got to ride the Millennium Falcon ride.
He's already rubbed his videos in our faces.
That is correct.
Of what he's seen there at Galaxy's Edge. I'm going in 2021. So.
Well, I'm actually a little, if I don't make it before you get there, I'm going to be jealous because that's when the Rise of the Resistance.
I know. And that's what I'm banking on is I will be able to see Rise of the Resistance before you.
I think that's important for me. That is an awesome ride from what I've heard. So
that's what I've heard.
Millennium
too.
Falcon ride was fun. Had a good time. Met Hondo. And, got to, I was right side pilot, by the way, if you're listening, if you ride the Falcon for the first time, you want to be the right side pilot because there's one reason for that. You get to do the hyperspace jump.
Nice. See, and that's what I want to
do.
That's
important.
Yeah. And my son doesn't want to fly. He wants to be the gunner. That's like he said, I want to be the gunner. I'm like, you don't want to fly it?
But
I want to fly.
The thing about being the gunner, you basically push a button
the
whole time. You don't actually
steer
aim a gun or anything like that.
You're just pushing a button when you have to.
No,
it's not
underneath.
No.
Pushing a button, dude.
Yeah. You're just pushing a button. Who wants to just push a button?
They need to make a new ride where you're the Han and Luke.
Ooh.
I agree.
Like a gyrosphere or something. Like one of those gyro things and you're in there. That'd be awesome.
So essentially they just describe it. The pilots, you guys do the piloting. You're up and down. You're right and left. The gunners, you push the buttons, and the engineers in the third row seat, they just do it in case somebody else doesn't do anything. So they push their buttons if I forget to do something.
Weird. Well, we'll have to get that. What we'll do is we'll do a whole Galaxy's Edge kind of Luke's trip to Galaxy's Edge, and then we'll get your videos and put them on the website.
There you go.
That'd be fun.
That'd be good so you can see, because there's a lot out there, but we can see your personal experience from it.
As usual, Disney did an amazing job.
Well, of course.
It's
of course. The mouse is going to do the very best that they
can. Right. So, Nathan, what about you? What have you been doing?
What about me? I have... My mind is like in a million different places when it comes to this kind of stuff. I'm reading like five or six books. Actually, if you don't know him, Rob Cruzy is an Amazon author and really good. And he's got a new series called The Counterfeit Sorcerer. But the first book is The Brand of the Warlock. And it's really good. It's kind of like old school fantasy, from the 80s. And it's small. Like the book is only a couple hundred pages, the first one. And he's got a whole series come out. And Rob is he's a self-published author, but he's got tons of material out there. Really good stuff. And if you've not read like his Starship Grifters and all that, really funny. And he's got a Iron Dragon Saga, which is about space Vikings, and that one's awesome. Vikings trying to help men from the future build their spaceship. It's just all good stuff. So definitely check out Rob. He's a really good author. But this, I've been reading that and a couple other different fantasy there's The Chronicle of the Unhewn Throne, which is a very lofty title for a book called the first book's The Emperor's Blades, reading that. I'm also trying to catch up on The Expanse. Season 4 is getting ready to come out. I'm finally on season 3. And I got to tell you, I tell people this, I'm kind of like, I feel like around here, I'm the one voice for The Expanse because nobody's watching it that I know. And I'm like,
you've told me
Walking Dead, Game of Thrones, whatever. I'm like, you got to watch The Expanse, man. It's on Amazon. Get it. It's the best. But I watched the first episode of Watchmen last weekend, the new HBO series, which I am incredibly fascinated by, having read Watchmen, when it came out and everything. Seeing the Zack Snyder movie. The nice thing is this particular extension of the story does not follow Snyder's movie. It actually follows the comic. So you get the squids. In this one, if you've never read Watchmen, that'll make sense. If you have, it doesn't make sense. But
You got
yeah, because I'm just thinking
the blank look on my face.
Blank look on your face.
The guys have a fish.
The guys have a blank look. Okay, so just real quick spoiler for Watchmen. You know, in the Snyder version of the movie, in order to the master plot to bring the world together was Dr. Manhattan, who is, you know, he's the enemy. He creates this vision. Well, in the original comic, it was a genetically engineered space squid that Adrian Veidt dropped on New York City and killed millions of people to create an interdimensional enemy that didn't really exist. But and so in the new version of The Watchmen, or it's not really even a new version. It's not a remake. It's an extension of the story 30 years after it all happened.
Okay.
And it takes place, it goes from New York City to Oklahoma, which is really interesting setting for it. But it's the fallout of superheroes being made illegal, but yet the police, in law enforcement, they operate with vigilante superheroes within the force and are allowed to wear masks. The police wear masks in this version because they don't want to be identified by the public because being a police officer has gotten to be so dangerous.
Okay.
And so there's this, in the light of everything that's been going on with Black Lives Matter and all that, there's a role reversal here. Where the police are essentially, it's this weird, uncomfortable thing where there's kind of some harassment of the white supremacists. It's just this very interesting interplay between what's going on right now and then what's going on in this world. So I'm interested to see where it goes. In terms of other HBO shows, it's relatively tame so far. There's definitely some violence and things like that. But in terms, it's not Game of Thrones in that sense. But I'm curious. It's another Damon Lindelof. You know, our man, the man who helped Lost create Lost and produce it. And so it's good. I say it's definitely worth it. And then, you know, like I said, I play Rust a lot. It's just been played a couple of games, new games that I learned. The biggest one right now, board game wise, is if you haven't played Horrified, go get Horrified. It's a great family game, especially at Halloween. But it is one of the few monster horror themed board games out there that actually uses the original Universal monsters.
Okay.
Nice.
Which nobody does that. And so they've actually gone back and dipped into the original Dracula, Creature from the Black Lagoon, and it's a fun game. That's kind of where we are. I'm trying to keep my my hands in all the geek pots that
I have. It sounds like it.
I'm trying to do as much as I can.
Well, and speaking of games, I told you about what I saw at Fan Days, which is the Alien RPG
Yes,
game,
and I am desperately waiting for that to come out.
What was cool is they were playing it. Did I send you the video?
You sent me a picture of it in a video.
Well, the video was cool because he was playing ominous music.
Oh,
so
was he?
Like they were playing it, but they were also like really enveloped
well,
in
looked
this
like,
music. And
it looked like he had maps and things yeah. laid out. And it's from what I understand, it's a real easy to grasp RPG,
seems
you know,
like
so
it.
Dungeons and Dragons style, but all totally set in the Alien universe, which I'm 100% about because I am the resident Alien freak right now. And at this table, I'm really pumped about it. I saw when the Kickstarter came out, or at least the crowdfunding for it. I did not order it at the time, and I know it's going to be more expensive when it comes out.
Probably.
So I'm glad you got to see it because I'm really curious how it play tested and hear reviews of it.
Maybe I can get you a hookup.
Yeah,
we'll see.
Get me a hookup if you can. That'd be really great. I'd love that. So, well, that's what we're doing. But you know what? There's much larger things in the world going on right now.
There are.
Like episode 9?
Oh, man.
Like episode 9 trailer dropped on Monday, as we've already mentioned. And yeah, it was a big ripple. You know, they started doing these Monday Night Football trailer releases with Force Awakens. They went back and did that. And I remember watching the first full trailer for Force Awakens when it hit Monday Night Football. And
I was sitting right there, the same place I was on Monday night.
Yeah, actually. And I think we were on the phone with each other when that happened, or at least we were right after. And then, you know, you go see Force Awakens, and it was really good. It was, you know, a nostalgia factory. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of fan service. And then the Last Jedi Monday Night Football trailer comes out, and we're even more, our minds are like, this is crazy.
Now I'm out at that point because I went trailerless.
You did go trailerless.
For
that's
Jedi.
Right. He did go for Last Jedi.
Wow,
he went trailerless.
Okay.
Trailerless. And the movie ended up not being so great. So
that's the thing.
So now you're invested again?
I'm back invested.
As much as I do like Last Jedi, I do admit that it is a perfect example of a trailer being manipulated show you what it is.
Sure.
So we get to Rise of Skywalker final trailer. Now, we've seen the other two, and there's not really only one trailer.
Right.
There's the trailer, and then there's the D23 Expo shot, which is, it's okay. But then this trailer hits,
Yeah.
And I went in thinking, okay, I've got to be level-headed, 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 level-headed.
How long did that last?
About 6 seconds into it. Probably after, it was as soon as Ray jumped across the canyon and you see her land on the interior, which is, I'm assuming, is the Death Star.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Death Star 2.
Death Star 2. And then I went, okay, I'm starting to feel myself. How did you guys feel when you saw it? I mean, when you get to that initial, because there's a lot in this trailer. It's one of the busiest trailers I've ever seen.
It was very thick.
Yeah, very thick. I mean, well, when it first started out, it felt very reminiscent of Force Awakens, because it kind of started the same way with Rey, and if you remember the very first trailer for that trailer for TFA, it was her rummaging through one
of the old the panel destroyers. Opens up, yeah.
Yeah, the panel opens up and she's kind of jumping around and so I kind of made me feel reminiscent of that, but it didn't last long after that. It was like it was really started pumping.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And the voiceovers I thought were really good, and then mixing the voiceovers from one person to the next.
Did you notice you had a hard time telling who was who?
A little bit. Yeah.
I really did. Between Poe and Finn, I had a hard time telling who was who.
Yeah.
Obviously, Adam Driver sounds like Adam Driver.
Sure.
And I do like that little addition at the end with switching out the Force will be with you and then dropping Carrie Fisher.
Yeah. It took me a few times. I texted y'all. Yeah,
you texted us.
Is that who... Was that who I think it is?
Yeah, exactly.
And what was is if you watch the trailer with subtitles, it actually says Princess.
Oh, does it?
Okay, I didn't watch it with subtitles.
I should have done that.
Well, and of course, they dropped it on Monday, which was Carrie's birthday.
Yes.
So, which of course... Did you notice that she's got top billing in the movie?
I did not know.
She does. On the poster.
You're probably right. I didn't
On the poster,
think about
she has
that.
Top billing in the movie, which makes me curious because Abrams has said that they're filling her role with unused footage. Mm-hmm. So my question is, what does that play out and how? I mean, I think that's one thing we're all kind of curious about, because he said he wasn't going to do a Rogue One thing where they try to CGI her face on somebody's body.
Good.
That was...
Exactly.
As cool as that scene was... It would have been better if they just shot her from the back and not shown her face. But so general impressions. You know, all the pieces seem to be there, right?
I was pretty blown away. I mean, to be honest with you, I loved the cinematic of it, the building of the excitement.
Yeah, it really does.
It really does. In the way that they jump around. I mean, obviously we know that Palp is back.
Yeah.
And having his voice,
and he's brought with him some friends,
and
because did y'all see all the old Empire Star Destroyers?
Well, that's okay. Yeah. So that is, as I understand, that is extended universe stuff. Because
they've been outfitted. Did you know that they've been outfitted?
What do you mean?
Did you guys know that there's a gun? There's a gun on it.
I did see that. Yes. Yeah.
So apparently the rumor is that
they're all Death Star guns.
There are Death Star guns.
Oh, okay.
There are Kyber crystal guns.
Weapons. If I am correct, because I wasn't a big EU guy, I didn't read all the books.
I got
and
into
stuff.
It quite a bit.
Did you? But
a little bit, yeah.
Was there not a portion of the EU where Palpatine sent Star Destroyers, a fleet out to look for something?
Yeah, yeah.
That's correct.
Out to the outer rim.
The outer rim.
I think Thrawn was the.
That was during the Thrawn trilogy?
It was where he went when he was gone, because he wasn't in the big battle of Endor. They were out investigating something, and it wasn't really clear what it was.
Okay. It wasn't the furry forest ferrets? What was that?
I don't think so.
What were those things they carried? They had a weird name, but they were like basically...
Isilamate or something like that.
They were, they made anti-force bubbles.
Yeah.
Did they go squeaking, squeak, squeak?
Squeak, squeak, squeak,
I don't
and
think
squeak?
They did. I think they just made you go dark. But if you were a Force user.
So that's the idea, is that maybe those Star Destroyers, that's exactly what happened.
Okay.
Well, but then there's also something that what I've noticed is a lot of people, I don't know if this is a complaint or an observation, but, you know, they ditched the EU, right?
Yeah.
But it seems like they're still pulling so much from it. And so there's one particular shot in the trailer where they're smashing the pedestal that has Darth Vader's helmet on it.
Right.
Yep.
Have you noticed what Rey's holding in her one hand?
A dagger.
There's a dagger.
Which is potentially the dagger of Mortis.
Right.
Which is designed to do what? It's to kill someone who's immortal. And so, you know, there's all this that we're pulling. And that was in Clone Wars, wasn't it?
I think it was
Dagger
Clone Wars,
Mortis was in Clone Wars.
Yeah.
So the interesting thing, and if in the EU, Palpatine died on
he did.
On Star Wars or the Death Star 2. And then was reincarnated, or reincarnated.
Wasn't he?
Sort of.
Like that was the Dark Force rising or whatever.
And there was a clone, basically.
There was a clone.
That's right. It was a clone of Palpatine. I'm sorry. Let me just make a disclaimer right now. For all of you people who are Star Wars fans out there, okay, just because I didn't read the EU doesn't mean I'm a fan, okay? As far as I'm concerned, the EU doesn't exist anymore and didn't exist before. Okay, that's my two cents.
Are you done?
You've hurt me a lot.
I didn't mean to hurt you. No, I did like the Thrawn trilogy. I liked everything after that. I was kind of like,
I think one of my favorite series in the EU, just to go on a slight tangent, was the X-Wing.
Okay,
book
now
series.
Those are good.
They were so good because they were not involved with Jedi very much.
Yeah,
it was just Wedge and his cast of
it's
amazing
Rogue Squadron.
Pilots.
Yeah,
yeah, of Rogue Squadron.
Which
that
by
would
the
go
way, you
on
know, Wedge is back, right?
Yeah, Wedge is back in nine.
Wedge
yes.
is back in nine.
Good.
They we just made good. PJ's day.
They
y'all
got
really
Dennis,
have.
They got Dennis Lawson back.
Nice.
So.
Anyway, going on.
But X-Wing was a phenomenal series, and it had very little to do with Jedi. It was the Rogue Squadron carrying out missions for the. Mm-hmm. It was the new. Oh gosh, I'm gonna forget the name and be called out as not a real fan. But the new. Order, but not the New Order, because that's different.
Okay.
But
or the First Order.
The First Order.
The first
Second
order.
Order.
Second Order.
It
third
was,
Order.
The New Republic.
The New Republic, yes.
Thank you. It just took me a minute. But and it was a very cool series. I actually think that would make an amazing Disney Plus series.
Well, I think that would be... Okay, so let me go back. Let me backtrack
back
a little.
Backtrack.
Let me backtrack on my EU comments a little bit. Okay. I was just trying to be inflammatory for the sake of inflammatory. I get it. There was a lot of good stuff, and there were several stories.
There were some really bad stories.
There were some really... anything Kevin J. Anderson, I find, is not good.
We just lost
all.
Half our listeners. It's
we just
awesome.
Lost... Hey, come back to us. Come back to us. So anyway, back to the trailer.
You might need to put a disclaimer.
I'll put a disclaimer. I'll put a disclaimer. Hey, I may have said something about the EU, didn't mean it. If you don't even know what the EU is, no, it's not the European Union. So,
so I had one observation that I wanted to ask about.
Bring it.
So,
getting back to where is Palpatine, or is he a clone? That was the
well,
only thing.
That's
that was
the other thing.
Caused,
the other thing I wanted to mention me, is to branch a little bit more into your category of video games. Because I actually played this was the Battlefront 2 on Xbox with my son.
The new Battlefront 2 or the old Battlefront 2?
The new one.
The new
okay.
one. Yeah, the new one that had so Palpatine in that he was the Red Guard. With the face.
Oh, that's right. He did put his
his aura or whatever.
Yeah.
It was a sentient being that had the red armor.
That's right. And Palpatine could use him as a communication vessel.
Yeah, as a communication vessel.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's where I was like, Battlefront. Oh.
So could that be what we're looking at here? Could that be because I mean I think it's been now I don't know if we want to talk about the leaked things with
that one shot in the trailer it kind of looks like there's
is a machine very tall. There is definitely a machine.
There's something holding him up. I was thinking it was a floating chair or something but
yeah it's kind of hard to say.
It could be coming down under the throne. It could be supporting him I mean it's pretty obvious that Palp is pretty good at being able to take someone who's been totally mutilated and become and make them into something.
That has happened.
That has happened once
there's
before.
Precedent for this.
There's precedent for this. So maybe he did that to himself. There's also a lot of theories around the fact that Palp knew that he was going to get thrown down the shaft from the beginning, and this has been a plan all along. I don't know.
Who knows? You have to wonder how much of this is, okay, we've got to dig ourselves a little bit out of a hole from Last Jedi, which, again, as much as I like it, there are some problematic things in that movie. Absolutely problematic things.
So JJ walks in and goes, okay, we're going to fix it.
But then JJ comes out and says, actually, it really didn't have to fix much.
Yeah.
So it makes me wonder how much of the whole Luke story arc was originally what it was supposed to be. Because there has to be a reason. Because JJ was the one that had Luke on the island.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This wasn't, everybody went after Rian Johnson for Luke, but Luke was in exile in JJ's version.
I would have been fine without him doing the milk scene, though.
So Luke's on Octo. And I think that was part of the issue a lot of people had with Last Jedi was the humor didn't there's always humor in Star Wars, but it seemed like it was a little forced. Mm-hmm. I do admit the whole thing about, even though it was funny, Hux's mother was really funny to me, but at the same time, it was a little hokey, but whatever.
Well, and Poe with the whole, leave a message.
Yeah. it was a little bit anachronistic, it's like Poe's acting like,
Is this the Benny Hill show or?
Yeah, what's happening? You know, we just need the music going.
Nice.
So anyway, so we've got this pretty spectacular. That is one thing you got to give J.J. Abrams. I mean, the shots are stunning in the trailer. Yeah. I mean, they're amazing. Granted, people do have a problem with the space horses riding across the Star Destroyer.
Yes.
Final charge.
I assume that's not happening in space.
My assumption is it's still atmosphere because you do see the Star Destroyer coming out. Yeah. And so I'm willing to give it the benefit of the doubt
Where are they going to go?
Well, I think they're just trying to
get in the ship. Yeah, who knows? That's a great question.
Come on, we all know it's that's Lando's daughter riding with him.
That's fine.
That's right.
It's got to be Lando's daughter. But I do like that Lando has gone back for his classic look.
Yes.
With the yellow shirt and the capes. Shirt. We're back to capes now. And so I'm really excited to see Billy Dee back in the cockpit of the Falcon.
So shall we talk a little bit about what we talked about earlier? Is that there was the leak about that the one of the songs
in
the soundtrack is called Falcon's Last Ride.
Ooh.
And so could that possibly be the end of the Falcon as we know it? Could that mean Chewie and Lando go with it?
I don't know. The thing, because if Galaxy's Edge is canon,
right,
then where does it fit in the canon?
Well, apparently it happens, to give you to go a little more Galaxy's Edge again, the Millennium Falcon is there just after Last Jedi.
Okay, so it is very, very possible that the Falcon is done.
It's very possible.
And I may have just missed it, but do we know how much time has passed since Last Jedi?
Several years.
Several years. Because when you see like the one shot of the Resistance, there's a lot of people there,
yes,
and there were not that many left.
No, in fact, they called and nobody came. So.
As I understand, it is quite a significant amount of time has passed, and they are rebuilding. Poe has matured into
a leader.
Yeah. They've picked up more people. Going through the, I'm expecting a lot more. People have speculated, but I'm fully expecting a Harrison Ford cameo in this and a dream sequence. We may have that because this is your last opportunity to have all three of them on screen one last time.
Mm. Yeah.
Luke, Leia, Han, all on screen at one time. Chewie, all on a movie together. So I have a feeling there may be a cameo we haven't seen yet.
Okay.
Yeah. We also don't know who Matt Smith is.
That's true.
And Matt Smith is in the movie. We know that. Yep. But we have not seen him. My guess is he's the vessel for Palpatine. That's what everybody thinks.
That makes sense.
That he's the vessel that they're
trying. No, you're right. We haven't seen him at all.
We have not seen him. No. We've seen Carrie Russell. We know who she is. We've seen Dominic Monaghan in the trailer. If you look really closely, he's standing behind Rose. Yeah, he's in the Resistance.
We don't really know who he is.
We don't know who he is, but apparently he's got a bigger role than just a walk-on. I'm assuming he's going to be some kind of right-hand guy, maybe third-hand guy right by Finn.
And we have seen Carrie Russell.
Yes, she's the Zori Bliss. Yep. Mm-hmm. She's the bounty hunter scoundrel. She's got her helmet bugs me. It looks like the Rocketeer.
It does.
It looks like the Rocketeer.
And then Richard Grant.
Richard Grant, who I'm really wanting to see. Yeah. We haven't seen him on screen yet.
Not yet.
No.
And we still don't know what he's doing.
Other than a few promo pics, we have not seen the Knights of Ren on screen yet.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
And I'm curious about that one because there's a new comic coming out that shows Luke and Kylo Ren, Ben Solo, fighting the Knights of Ren. So this is going to be our introduction to them and
Like a sci-fi posted an article about that.
Yeah.
Although they call him Ben Skywalker.
Do they call him Ben Skywalker?
Which was his name in the EU.
Yes, it was, but it's not.
Are we back into the EU again?
We are
overlapping.
Nice.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we'll link to a lot of this so you can go find these leaks and stuff. I mean, there's a website that has a spoiler leak collection, and some of the stuff's just outright insane.
Well, there are ones that we texted about earlier today.
Yeah, the pictures that were released that do appear to be Photoshops to some degree.
I think they're
at least some degree, yeah.
Yeah, and one of them, in fact, is Kylo Ren holding a blue lightsaber. So
take that with
the one that I find interesting is the one with Palpatine. It shows Palpatine sitting on his throne, which is the throne, which is a Ralph McQuarrie design
from Empire. 1981?
Yeah, from Empire. And he's shooting force lightning into the air
like it aimlessly nothing apparently.
Which could be him demonstrating his power, but his robes are red,
right?
which is interesting. The other one of him standing does look like a Photoshop to me because it looks like something from Jedi.
Yeah.
Mm. It looks like a pose from Jedi. So it's possible that's what it is. However, the background shots of that scene do look legitimate. Like, it looks like they took real legitimate shots and then inserted him into them.
I will say, and I said this earlier to you gentlemen, that if Palpatine ends up getting thrown down a shaft, I'm going to lose it. Because he needs to die some other way.
He really does. He needs to have a Star Destroyer drop. He needs the Chewbacca death. He needs to have a moon dropped on him.
A moon dropped on him, or his head chopped off. Or
go out in a battle or something where he's defeated, not just like cheap like shotted
the,
down.
Like or like the Terminator and teeth, you know, and it just blowing up like nitrogen.
You know what?
I thought you meant going down into the thing.
No, well, that too.
Up.
That would work.
With his
too.
Thumbs up. No, my guess is actually, my guess is it's going to be a dual shot with Rey and Kylo.
Oh,
they're going to run him through. We'll have the blending of the red, you know, the red and the blue lightsaber, dark and light coming together to neutral.
And then why is everything someone's undoing? Can he not use any other vernacular than undoing?
He's a classically trained actor.
I guess so.
Now, there is one spoiler theory I heard that the movie ends because it's been said, and I don't know if it's confirmed yet, that...
They leaked the whole script at one point, didn't
did they?
Did
they? I don't know if they leaked the whole script.
I'm not sure if it's
It was
real
pieces
script,
of it, but that we will see Owen Lars... No, he'd be dead. No, you go back to the Owen Lars homestead.
Mm-hmm.
And they come upon Rey, and she identifies herself as Skywalker at the end.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, I'm hoping there's not a time travel element in this movie, but, you know, who knows?
Well, it worked in Star Trek IV.
It did work in Star Trek IV.
That's right.
Well, no, Star Trek IV? Yeah, it was Voyage time travel. Home. Yeah, well, it's actually been done twice in Star Trek.
That's true, it has.
It's been done a lot of times.
It's been done
a lot of times.
Well, true, it's been done a lot.
But that's a whole other show.
We don't talk about that.
But that's the one with the humpback whales.
Yes, which is possibly the second best Star Trek movie.
It is
phenomenal.
I
love it.
I love the fourth one. I love it.
Of course, Wrath of Khan is the first.
Wrath of Khan is number one, followed by number four and number six.
But we don't want to talk about what J.J. Abrams did to that franchise. So
look. JJ told us exactly what he was doing, putting a little Star Wars in Star Trek. That's what it needed. So
back to Star Wars.
Okay.
Back to Star Wars. Where were we?
Well, we were going to just touch base real quick. There's another element, because all the promotional stuff's going on right now for Star Wars, and all the Lego sets are coming out and stuff. But one area of Star Wars that has been a little bit weak as of late has been the digital realm and video game realm.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And PJ was telling us just before we got here that there's a new game coming out, Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order, and we've seen a little bit of the stuff coming out. Apparently there was a playthrough, an extensive hands-on.
There was a big hands-on. If you check out IGN, Game Informer, whoever your video game outlet of choice, everyone got some lengthy, like 2 to 3 hours of time.
See, normally it's only like an hour, maybe.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was, they are pretty proud of this. And so just to give a little bit of background, it's developed by Respawn Entertainment, which if you, they are former Call of Duty guys broke off. They went to EA and made Titanfall and Titanfall 2.
Yep.
Have either of you played through the Titanfall 2 story?
I've played, not the Titanfall 2 story, but I played Titanfall 1.
The gameplay was phenomenal.
Yeah, it was fun.
The Titanfall 2 story is one of the better first-person shooter stories
I've ever played. I got a full confession. I'm not much of a story guy in video games. I get impatient. I'm sorry. I try. I'll get better.
You just go to you just go, what do they call that?
This may be the vehicle that changes your mind.
Okay. Okay.
The director of the game is Stig Ostmussen. He developed was the main creative director of the first three God of War games.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So he's got a third person action background.
Yeah.
That's pretty.
And this is third person.
Yes. It's a third person action adventure game. The latest things that have come out is it's being billed as sort of a Metroidvania, but three person. So you are, and I got to get the name right.
Metroid, I've heard of.
You are Cal Kestis, I believe is his name.
Yes. The Ginger Jedi.
Yeah.
The Ginger Jedi.
I don't think you could say that, but we're going to go with it.
Is there a Marianne Jedi that I don't know about?
Sorry,
Professor.
That was bad. I can cut that out.
You don't need to.
No,
fine.
I think it's comedy gold.
I think you need
it
to
is
leave
comedy
it.
Gold. Yes,
we need to leave it. But you are basically a working guy who is force sensitive, but this is after, this is between episode 3 and 4.
Oh, okay.
It's not too long after the Order 66 has come through.
Gotcha.
So you are hiding the fact that you are force sensitive until an event happens where you have to use the force to save one of your friends.
Okay. Gotcha.
An Imperial probe droid sees you use the force and immediately you're a target.
Okay.
So even just that is a pretty cool story. I know we're going to have some interaction with Saw Gerrera.
Oh, yes, I did hear that, yes. Yeah.
But I don't know if any of the other Rebels characters are going to be involved or any of the Rogue One characters. I don't know exactly where it is time-wise.
So if you're with Saw, then this is pre-Rogue One.
Yes.
Okay.
It is, yeah, so between 3 and 4.
Between 3 and 4, but
pre-war Rogue One.
There's still maybe some Cassian Andor or...
Okay.
Ooh, that would be cool.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, it would be really neat if you get involved with him or... O'Hara or, you know, any of the Rebels crew. But yeah, so what I'm hearing, like, you build up your force powers. You can go to any of the planets that you want to go to. But, like, as you're traveling in space, you can talk to the rest of the crew.
Oh, cool.
And you don't actually go anywhere until you go sit in the co-pilot's chair.
So it's, okay, so it's like Mass Effect.
Yeah, and it's, yeah, it's kind of similar in that regard.
So in that regard.
So I could fly anywhere.
You can fly to any of the planets that are available. Not totally anywhere.
Okay.
It's again what they call it's not open, but it's wide-ish linear. So you can hit things in different order, but you there's
so if I want to go
but there's a way to do it.
If I want to go see the Porg, then I could go see the Porg.
You can go to Octo
and bake me some Porg.
The only planet I know off the top of my head is Dathomir is a destination. Okay. Which is kind of cool. I'm pretty excited about that one. Another thing is the combat is it builds on itself. You can see some touches of Disney. You can dismember
droids, but you can't dismember
people. Not humans humanoids.
That sounds very Disney.
So like if you're stabbing a stormtrooper, you're stabbing him in the chest.
Yeah.
And no blood, obviously, because lightsabers cauterize. Yay. Everything
things that cauterize make us very happy.
Well, you know, it makes Disney happy that there's no
exactly.
blood. But everything I've heard has been very positive.
Yeah, so have I. It looks good.
Talked about as potential game of the year, unless things go really south. This is the first big story-based Star Wars game we've had, other than the little 3 to 4 hour one that came alongside Battlefront 2, which was.
And Force Unleashed
was kind of
the first Force Unleashed game is underrated in my opinion. The second
one is fun,
pretty awful.
Yeah, but the second one's awful.
But it's really fun to play, but the story's really.
The book. I didn't play the game.
Yeah,
this is the first time that it feels like they hit everything.
Oh, good.
Since,
okay.
Like Jedi Academy.
Great.
Oh man, Jedi.
The other
X-Wing.
Cool, yeah,
I played X-Wing. Man, X-Wing was my game.
One of the coolest things I think about this game, now that I've heard that they're doing really well with it, is that it's not Star Wars : Jedi Fallen Order. It's Star Wars Jedi : Fallen Order, which means this is potentially something that they could set up as a series.
Yes.
That they could build. It
so
might,
we get more Jedi stories.
It may
stories.
Not be Cal's
story.
I don't know what's
going
to happen to him at the end, but like... We could find some other.
Yeah.
Because the reality is there's a lot more probably Jedi out in the galaxy. Yeah. Than
well, we know that at least one. What's his name from Rebels?
Kenan.
Kenan. Yeah. Yeah.
And also to bring the Rebels thing, one of the main antagonist in the game is the second sister.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, Garrett's gonna love that. My son will love that.
So you'll fight Inquisitors. You'll fight Force sensitive. Not quite Sith, but Sith acolyte type folks. I'm really excited for
this is
going to
be a good
and
game.
Like the odd thing about it is, if you'd have asked me about it 2 weeks ago, I would have told you I bet it's getting delayed because I haven't heard anything about it in 3 months.
And then they dropped all this.
And then they dropped this, and it's like, holy crap, it's ready and it's going to be awesome.
So when's it come out?
When's the release?
It comes out November 15th.
Oh, okay, so it is
so
coming out
less than a month away.
Because they just pushed back Last of Us 2. There were a bunch of delays in the video game world
today.
This week.
There was a ton.
Today there were a ton, and so.
And let me give you a quick little pro tip: if you're a PS4 or Xbox player, and you've never had EA access,
yeah,
you can get EA access for $5 a month, and a week before the game comes out, you'll get to play up to 10 hours of it.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So
that's cool.
Now, they may limit that depending on the length of this game.
Yeah.
But, and they've done that in some others, but they always have what they call their early play, or cool. I don't remember exactly the terminology they use. But so for $5 bucks a month, EA access, and you'll get to play it early.
Ooh, that's awesome. Okay. That's awesome. All right.
The
All
other
right.
really good thing about it, despite the fact that it's coming from EA,
yeah.
is that there's no microtransactions.
Oh, good. Thank goodness.
at all. There's no season pass.
Yeah.
They are
so
not,
it's a complete game.
It is a complete single player story. There's no multiplayer.
Oh, good.
So it's nothing's going to be watered down. The team was focused solely on
That's
this
awesome.
Story and
love
on this
it.
Game.
That's great. I love it. That's what I needed.
They used the force.
No
they
more
did.
Multiplayer. Just give me a single player,
yeah.
good single player game. That's what I want.
And a story.
I kind of like.
Yeah, with a good. Okay, I'll give you. I'll watch the story on this one.
It's,
I promise.
It's in the EU.
I figured you'd like.
It's in
I'll
the
do
EU
it.
Though.
It's
no,
a,
this is
no. This is canon.
And it
now.
Is canon.
I know.
It is canon. It's That's the other thing they've said. It's
linear.
It's not the Star Wars Legends.
Yeah, Star
I'm
Wars Legends.
I'm doing air quotes
yes.
for those who are not watching the video.
Yes. Well, if the video works, because I'm getting my phone just died, so maybe the video's going. I have no idea. That sucks a lot of battery.
There's a little red light still going.
Okay, that means it's still recording. Right.
So hey,
how's it doing,
what's up?
So,
are we done unpacking the trailer?
Huh?
Are we done unpacking the trailer?
I don't know. We could go all night unpacking the trailer.
We probably could.
We're 45 minutes into this bad boy, and we
all right.
And we haven't even talked about the fact that it appears that the ghost is in
That's
the
right.
fleet scene.
Yeah.
And I zoomed in on it, and that are the colors of the ghost on there.
Yeah,
so
it's not just the style, but
it's not a class. It looks like it's
the
really
ghost.
The ghost. So the question becomes, are we going to see Hera?
Would she? How old do Twi'leks live?
I don't
know. How old was she in, at the end
Or are
of
we
going to
see Ezra?
Ezra.
Yeah.
Because we don't know where he ended up.
Nope.
We kind of have a clue, but we really don't know. So.
Or it could just be other schmucks.
Or, yeah, you know, this could be like it's ghost. Been sitting at, what was the name of the guys who stole the Falcon?
Oh. yeah. Or it could be a bunch
Kanji
of Gungans.
Club.
Yeah.
Kanji I bet you Gungans are flying in.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Is Jar Jar Binks in this too,
oh,
by
yes.
the way? Because that would be awesome.
Only if George
Jar Jar
has his way.
Jamaican frog people.
Oh, good Lord.
So. Well, yeah, we could go all night. Maybe we'll have to revisit as we get a little bit closer as the hype train gets going, because the hype train is going
the hype
to...
Train
well, you heard
station.
That according to Adam
chug,
Tickets,
chug, baby.
Adam Tickets,
yeah,
it doubled its sales over Endgame.
And more than
pre-sales.
Endgame. Yep.
That's amazing.
It blew Endgame out of the water. Now, that's on Adam Tickets, so I don't know where
don't
it
know
is
where
for
it
everywhere
is.
Else. And by the way, Adam is, Tickets is also selling a 9-episode Star Wars marathon if you want to go.
It's nice. 27 hours?
Something like that. When I was younger, I might have done that.
There's a better way to consume that, though.
At home on my couch.
Especially after November 12th.
Yes.
Yes.
While I'm playing that game.
Disney Plus.
Well, no, before. Yeah,
well,
before
yeah.
The, yeah, Disney
yeah,
Plus.
Disney Plus, which is yes, PJ makes a good segue. We do have Disney Plus coming, which have released their Star Wars list.
Yeah, I went ahead and printed off. This is just the Star Wars content that'll be day one.
Yes.
Okay.
Did you
so
not hear that it was 45 minutes already? But go ahead.
No, go ahead. Hit it.
We got to
do it.
So there's A New Hope, Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi, Phantom Menace, Attack of the Clones, The Empire of Dreams, Story of the Star Wars Trilogy documentary, Revenge of the Sith, the Star Wars Clone Wars movie,
yes,
Star
no.
Wars Clone Wars series.
Series, that's what I wanted, not the movie.
The Star Wars Rebels series.
Oh, Rebels. Yeah, that's cool.
And then Lego Star Wars The New Yoda Chronicles, Lego Star Wars Droid Tales, Star Wars The Force Awakens, Lego Star Wars The Freemaker Adventures, Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, Star Wars Resistance, which is another cartoon.
Yes, I have not seen that one. But
Lego Star Wars All-Stars, whatever the heck that is, and then some little show called The Mandalorian.
Yes, they're not even putting The Last Jedi
on
there.
So both Solo and The Last Jedi will be coming within the year.
Yeah.
They've got to finish up their Netflix
contract. I did not hear the holiday special on that list.
I did not either, but I have a bootleg of the holiday special somewhere.
Yeah. It's coming with Condor.
But here's the thing. The release schedule for The Mandalorian's bizarre.
Yeah.
It's like two episodes a week.
Okay.
Yeah,
I knew they were
really
doing it.
Weird.
I knew they weren't doing it all
at once. It's episodic, and it's not a full drop, but it's like two a week.
And I already signed Mandalorian 2.
I know. They've already started filming it.
They've already started filming it, right?
Yes.
That's
it's going to be epic
That is a sign.
Apparently
of,
it has to be.
That's a sign of positivity
yeah,
if it's going to be.
Exactly.
If it's a good sign. So, well, We're going to think of something as soon as we end this, but we'll come back. Maybe we'll blog about it. Speaking of which, we have a website. It is thegeekosphere.net, and PJ has already been posting. You actually did a little write-up on Untitled Goose Game. Goose Game, which I haven't played yet, but I'm dying to play. I've heard it's awesome.
Check out the review. Short, too long, didn't read version. I had a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, were telling me about it.
Does he die at the end?
No.
No.
Oh, okay. Wrong goose.
Yeah, so you guys can check us out.
It doesn't hit the canopy.
That's where the episodes are, and you guys can listen there. We're also on iTunes. We're on Stitcher. We're, you know, in multiple podcast media outlets. Thank you for that. Yes. For some reason, my words went out the window. We're also on Instagram at the Geekosphere Podcast, and we're also on Twitter at the Geekosphere, and we'll try to get more stuff up there. Content, things like that, since we almost have all access to it. We can start putting things up.
Instagram,
so,
baby.
Instagram. Gonna get the gram going.
The Insta.
Until next time, this is Nathan.
Hey, I'm Luke. What's up?
This is PJ.
And we will catch you later.
Have some milk.
Nice to be in orbit.
Lift off and the clock has started.
Nice to be in orbit.